G'day, Sophie.
How are you going? Thanks for having me.
Sophie, Love Island, it's back again, and oh my goodness, it's already heating up. Do they do that as part of the, you know, as soon as you meet each other, you must make out?
No, that hasn't happened before. I think that's thanks to coronavirus.
Oh.
I think because they've been in, you know, quarantine for like 3 weeks, and then before that, you know, they haven't been out for a couple of years. So,
of course.
Yeah, it just... Like, for me, it was so quick out the gate. Yeah.
And that's why there's so much bad hair, because no one's been able to go to the hairdressers for the last 2 years.
Oh, who do you think's got bad hair?
Oh, God, what's with the frosted tips? I don't know enough to know their names yet, but the guys with the frosted tips, what's happening?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I don't get the fashion anymore. It's changed completely.
It's not our world anymore.
Yeah.
No, it's not. We don't belong.
Now, Soph, are we expecting to find any genuine love connections here? It feels like, you know, the love seems to be a little fickle so far.
Well, you know what? That's the goal. Look at his Love Island. So hopefully they do. But it's still early days. Like, it's almost next to live. Like, I watch it like you guys do because, you know, the public vote. So I would like to think so because they are there for that. And, I mean, all I could say is the emotions are high. So people have definitely got, you know, deep feelings for each other so far.
Yeah.
And this is early days.
I was sort of surprised by that, how quickly they were kind of going, well, I'm into you. And I'm like, God, you've got weeks to choose somebody else.
I know. Yeah. It goes really quick in the house.
Frosters tips will do that to a person, though, Kimber. Now, Sophie, we have a charming young man, a guest with us today called Caden, who's a huge fan of yours and the show. Caden, say good morning to Sophie.
G'day, Soph. How are you?
Good, Caden. How are you going?
Yeah, very good.
You've got a question, haven't you?
I do. I was a big fan, by the way, and watching Lexi come in, who's very intimidating. But
yeah.
I was just wondering how you thought Ari responded to the relationship and how she chose Ryan.
How Ari did or how...
How Ari felt.
I felt bad for Ari. You know, but again, I think it's just that young kind of innocent love, like where it's so offensive. You know, it's only a couple of days in, but it feels like to them it's a lifetime. So... I think it's still fair game, you know, at the moment when it's early. But I think it's, yeah, fair enough that Ari's a bit worried.
I'm going to have to break it to Caden that it's not a documentary, I think.
Oh, yeah. And how deep am I getting? Like,
you are.
Yeah, but yeah. Sophie, like, Caden wanted to know the answer. And, of course, and Caden also really enthusiastic to find himself on the show. Caden, you need to know how to get on there, right?
Yeah. Any tips or... over the past few seasons, any advice you can give me?
Did you apply? Did you apply?
I did apply, but turn back maybe. Maybe not the rig in Perth, but...
No, but you know what? It's not just about that, though. You know, like, it's about being confident, but it's also about your personality.
Right.
You know, so you just got to go in there, and I know this sounds so cliche, and just have fun.
And then flex a lot.
And don't just eat chicken and salad, I'm guessing, as well.
Imagine in 30 years' time, Caden goes, you know the morning that changed me life when I spoke to Sophie about how to get on Love Island?
Yeah, and I ate chicken and salad for the next 4 years.
Yes, exactly right. Yes, no body fat.
Good on you, Sophie. Always a pleasure to speak to you.
Oh, thanks so much for having me, guys.
Cheers,
thanks,
Sophie.
Thanks, mate. Thanks for playing along.
Oh, thank you. Bye-bye.